Jim Grunfelder. He's the president of the Suffolk County Superior Officers Association, who came to light through him with what's taking place with the parole of possible parole of Anthony Aldonalfi from the Department of Corrections. He has an identification number, which we gave out last segment. And I just wanted the president of the SOA, again, Jim Grunfelder, to talk a little bit about this this really travesty of justice. I mean, my anger is so high right now, I'm becoming tongue-tied. Jim, how are you today, my friend?
I'm great, Tom. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. As you know, you know, I listen often, usually chiming in on Facebook.
Yeah, and we appreciate that. You know, again, the people here in Suffolk County, look, we love our police department. And I know that from the rank and file out there, from the folks out there, our middle class persons out there, they know how great our police department does. And what occurred on that August day back in 1995 was an attack on all of us. And that's how I view any sort of attack on a police officer. And now for this New York State Parole Board to consider this. Jim, I know I want to put it out there as many times as I can, but what can we do? What is your organization doing? And how do you personally feel about this?
Well, I personally feel this is horrible. Tim is a friend of mine. It gets very upsetting to talk about it, but, you know, back in 93, he was my PBA delegate back in the midnights. We worked together in the third precinct. So, it, you know, it hits home there. And then, you know, through the years, going to different memorials and events, you know, it tugs at the heartstrings every time. I mean, you know, there's a field named for Tim in his honor in Sayville at the high school. You know, there's a plaque right there at the corner of Green Avenue and Depot Street in Sayville, and I used to live on Green Avenue. You know, the 5th Precinct is named for him. We had a police boat, the Kilo boat, that was named for him. So there's constant reminders for us to see this, and, it's painful. So then when we hear that this guy is coming up for parole, you know, his daughter was 6 weeks old when he died, and now she's going to be 25 around the day that he's having a parole hearing. That's ridiculous. He should be in jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah. You know, it's such a... I often wonder, who are these people on the New York State Parole Board? Because they're granting the parole to Herman Bell and to Judith Clark, and there's a number of other cop killers that they're considering. But the mere fact of Herman Bell being released, Judith Clark being released, between the two of them, they killed 5 police officers. Now, what chance do we have in Suffolk County to put this monster away for the rest of his life, not just 25 years? I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I hope with the support of the public, because that's who the parole board wants to hear from. You know, the public needs to reach out and they make an appeal, you know, for their safety. And if they can send a letter, that would be great. We have the B link, I believe you put it out before when I was listening, b.link/SGT292. It brings you right to our page. There's a letter there. There's also a link to do it electronically. We do prefer the letter because it has more impact. And those who personally knew him from the community, Sable, he was loved in the community, should write personal notes. That has more impact. You know, that would be very helpful. But the parole board, you know, they just look at them as numbers, and it's kind of ridiculous. And with this COVID, the idea of letting prisoners out is crazy, and making people on the outside wear masks. So how about this? How about let the prisoners who should have less rights wear masks in prison and stay where they belong? That's what they should do.
You got my vote on that one. I mean, that's the common sense approach. It seems like folks like you and I and the people that listen to this program have a common sense approach to this, that if you commit a heinous crime, and there was a person paroled who committed a brutal crime, 1983 in Great Neck, he clubbed a poor 23-year-old woman to death. He's free today. He's out.
Absolutely.
And his family was notified, and I think you indicated in the information that you sent to me that they don't seem to be giving enough lead time anymore to the victims. Kathleen Hank, the widow of Sergeant Timothy J. Hank, I think was indicated to me that she didn't receive the proper few months' notice of a parole hearing. Am I correct about that?
You're absolutely correct, Tom. Usually there's like approximately 6 month lead time for a victim to be notified. But this career criminal, who was no kid when he committed this crime, he was 37 years old. He was certainly capable of knowing the difference between right and wrong, and having a very long rap sheet, he was well aware. So it's ridiculous that you know, he could be let out. It's just mind-boggling.
There seems to be that era of permissiveness that we have in our state, and I think it comes from certain areas in the state that don't truly represent what we have here in Suffolk County, and I think that's a concern of mine. That's why I personally feel I'm a glasses half full type of guy, Jim. I personally feel that if we can mount a campaign, that maybe this can be a little different. And I know that you're spearheading this. I wasn't aware that you knew Sergeant Hank personally, and I guess this has even greater meaning to somebody like yourself. And your
absolutely.
Thoughts on that?
Just to clarify a little bit more. So this guy takes a class while in jail, and that's how he's able to get this parole hearing that much sooner. Well, what else is he going to do in jail? So, I mean, I'm not impressed by him taking a class that he can now, with very little notice, get a chance to be paroled. And you hit the nail on the head. Common sense should come into play here, and it's out the window. I don't know what's going on in society lately, but common sense has really taken a back seat to PC. And they're not looking out for the citizens, the good people that were out there protecting and serving every day. They're looking out for the criminals. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And I think there's something symbolic here. If we can get a hold of this and we can literally make our thoughts known on this. Again, please give out that information again, because I'm going to keep it with me, and I'll give it out on a regular basis on this program. And first of all, let me just start. What is our time constraints like with this? What is the date of the hearing? Do we have a date for that?
Okay. It's in the second week in June. June 1st would be like the absolute latest to get letters in. They are being directly mailed to the correctional facility where he is, but they still have to be processed. They have a process for intake of mail there, so we need to make sure that we get it in. But you know, it's very important. So I'll give you the B link. It's b.link, L-I-N-K, / SGT292. But we're really doing this is mainly a social media push, and with our website. So if people can go to the Suffolk SOA or Superior Law Association Facebook page and share the post, we have a video that you can watch about Tim. There's a bunch of pictures on our website and things like that. If you can go look at that, and we also have Instagram and Twitter now. If you can find us, like us, and share us there, that'll get the word out throughout the state. And you don't have to be a state resident, obviously, to send us in as a citizen of this country. So anybody can send it in from anywhere. But we really need to get the word out that way. And, you know, grassroots effort here. And the community of Stables has been fantastic. And, we're getting a lot of support. And that's what we need. We need a lot of support.
And again, we're with you on this, and we'll put obviously LI News Radio will be with our midday program here is with all of what you do, Jim. Jim, listen, thank you so much for letting us know about this. I want to wish you the best. Stay safe out there, and again, stay healthy too, Jim Grunfeld.
Thank you, Tom.
President,
always a pleasure, and you're a great friend of law enforcement. I wish you all the best and be well.
Thank you so much.